Hi, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We are just trucking our way through Deuteronomy right now, chapter 18. This is in the World English Bible, and it says this. The priests and the Levites, all the tribe of Levi, shall have no portion nor inheritance with Israel. They shall eat the offerings of Yahweh made by fire and his portion. They shall have no inheritance among their brothers. God is their inheritance as he has spoken to them. This shall be the priest's due from the people, from those who offer a sacrifice, whether it be ox or sheep, that they shall give to the priest the shoulder, the two cheeks, and the inner parts. You shall give him the first fruits of your grain, of your new wine, and of your oil, and the first of the fleece of your sheep. For Yahweh your God has chosen him out of all of your tribes to stand and minister in God's name, him and his sons forever. If a Levite comes from any of your gates out of Israel where he lives and comes with all the desire of his soul to the place which Yahweh shall choose, then he shall minister in the name of God as all his brothers the Levites do who stand there before God. They shall have like portions to eat in addition to that which comes from the sale of his family possessions. When you have come into the land which your God gives you, you shall not learn to imitate the abominations of those nations. There shall not be found with you anyone who makes his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, one who uses divination, one who tells fortunes, or an enchanter or a sorcerer, or a charmer, or someone who consults with a familiar spirit, or a wizard, or a necromancer. For whoever does these things is an abomination to God. Because of these abominations, Yahweh your God drives them out from before you. You shall be blameless with your God. For these nations that you shall dispossess, listen to those who practice sorcery and to diviners. But as for you, your God has not allowed you to do so. Yahweh your God will raise up to you a prophet from among you of your brothers like me. You shall listen to him. This is according to all that you desired of Yahweh your God in Horeb in the day of the assembly, saying, let me not hear again Yahweh my God's voice, neither let me see this great fire anymore that I may not die. God said to me, they have well said that which they have spoken. I will raise them up a prophet from among their brothers like you. I will put my words in his mouth and he shall speak to them and I shall command him. It shall happen that whoever will not listen to my words, which he shall speak in my name, I will require of it of him. But the prophet who speaks a word presumptuously in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or who speaks in the name of other gods, that same prophet shall die. You may say in your heart, how shall we know the word which Yahweh has not spoken? When a prophet speaks in God's name, if the thing doesn't follow nor happen, that is the thing which Yahweh has not spoken. The prophet has spoken it presumptuously. You shall not be afraid of him. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I'm thankful for these important words about prophetic people and prophets who say things that are wrong. And you have warned, given us very ample warning about who to listen to and who not to listen to. And Lord, I'm also really thankful for the way that the nation of Israel took care of its ministers, that they were not to make a living off the land, but to live off of the abundance of those they served. And so, Lord, in light of that, help us to be generous with those who serve us, who minister to us, and to remember to bring that tithe into the storehouse, to give generously to those places in which we're ministered to. So Lord, thank you for that. Thank you for the instruction of how to sacrifice and how to give our all. Lord, thank you for these warnings about spiritism and enchanters and sorcerers and fortunes and divinations. Lord, this world actually is quite full of these things. And when we lived in France, it was rampant everywhere we went. And there was a statistic that there were more mediums and spiritists than evangelical pastors in the nation of France. And Lord, these are just things that we should not touch, which should not go near, should flee from. And so, Lord, I pray for my friend who may have had connections with these things in the past. And I pray that you'd set them free from those practices. And Lord, if there are those in our lives who are practicing these things, Lord, I pray that they would be freaked out and scared away from those kinds of demonic practices. Lord, that they would be afraid enough to reach to you and you would deliver them. Lord, you are a great God. You love your children and you are more powerful than any other God that has been created. You are you are everything, and greater is you who is in us than that one who is in the world. So we rest in that today with joy. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's podcast is brought to you by Carolyn Rice. Her Carolyn is spelled with a Y, and she has a devotional that she's highlighting called Lord Heal My Heart, a devotional. Have you searched for healing for something that would take away the pain and rid you of the brokenness that seems to be with you every second of the day? I certainly have. Lord Heal My Heart is a collection of devotions written for those who have suffered abuse and wonder if they will ever recover. These devotions will take you through a journey of healing day by day. You're going to find comfort, healing, tools, and prayers that will help you leave that terrible, traumatic past behind and move forward into the healing that God has for you. You can find more about Lord Heal My Heart, a devotion at carolynsbooks.com. And again, her name is with a Y, carolynsbooks.com. Carolyn, thank you so much for sponsoring Pray Every Day.